Hi folks, today we are going to talk something which is happening in Pakistan every day, and that is the reason why the country will never see a light of hope or anything positive in society. I mean, we see that social media is filled up with those Pakistanis who have taken up the flag of a stupid religion we know as Islam, and then claim that everything can be solved and we can lead the world again, and if we do this, and if we Muhammad did this, and Allah says this in Quran, and all that nonsense. Little they know that even the nation which created Quran has left Quran altogether. Arabs, the Middle Eastern, particularly Saudis, UAEs, Gulf people, they have totally ditched Quran. They even laugh about it, and they laugh on these Pakistani idiots who are destroying their own country from within, following this shit of 7th century. I mean, the whole world knows that 7th century was the time of barbarian, was the time when a religion which was totally racist, homophobic, anti-woman, anti-minority, had some success, established some empire. But again, those empires like Umayyads, they didn't believe anything in Quran or Muhammad or any of his family. As a matter of fact, they made sure that every family is killed if they go out of control. Now, I'm not saying that Muhammad family was actually killed by Umayyad, it's actually Ali's family. Because when Muhammad died, he laid claim on the leadership while he was nothing. Nobody knew him. He was only 27 years old and he had no importance in society. The advancement, the warriors and the tribal leaders who actually spread Islam, its message and its power, were all the major leaders of a tribal community. Ali had no position. Ali was no tribal leader, and Ali was considered to be an inept and useless person in society. But as a useless person will do, particularly if he become Mullah, he will think that he is God selected and he should be leading the Muslims. Little he know that even during the life of Muhammad, he was not the one who was leading. It was those tribal leaders who kind of hijacked Muhammad and brought all kind of ayahs from his mouth as they needed. And they were in control, and Muhammad was only a victim of tribal mentality. He was unable to change anything. He could not, if he was a prophet, he could have abolished the slavery which was done after hundreds of years by Abraham Lincoln in America. He could have demanded that all the slaves be freed and all the women who have been captive should be freed, and everybody should be respected, particularly women. Because before Islam came, women were very powerful. They were in trade, they were in art, they were in culture, they were in poetry, I mean you name it. They were leading everywhere. They were even controlling women to some extent. The tribal leaders were doing only killing and forcing their power onto the common men, particularly the poor. So the thing is that these Pakistani so-called net scholars who have got some knowledge about Muhammad and Quran, they don't know that first of all, Quran is not for Pakistanis. Quran is a book which guarantees Arab supremacy. There is no non-Arab who can achieve anything from Quran, other than the Arabs who use Quran to establish their empire. The other Muslim communities, the converted Muslims, they created an independent religion based on the barbarism of Islam, where they say everybody has to go for jihad with us. Anybody who will not go, we will burn his house or expel him, as was the tradition of Arabs during 7th century, even after that and before that. It is generally a standard policy in tribes that if the leader asks to go for war, everybody has to contribute, or you are no more the part of that leadership. You are on your own. So it was kind of, you know, necessity. But this so-called net experts of religion, they are doing all kind of hoopla. Oh, we did this. Oh, we conquered Spain. Oh, we conquered... Stupid, it's not you. It is Arabs who did it. And if you tell this stupidity in front of Arabs, they will laugh. And they will say, shut up. You are not there. And you are even not able to understand Quran and Islam today. Because that was the time when if you had power, you have everything. That is how every empire was established, until a civilized ideology of nationhood, democracy, human rights evolved in Europe. But these people are so stupid that they read something and they say, oh, Allah is everywhere. Allah in the on the first sky is so many miles away, and Allah has sent iron on the earth, as it says in Quran. I mean, these people are a little bit educated. I mean, one guy, I think his name is Engineer Mirza or something, he claims to be even an engineer. And that stupid says that, oh, if the Quran says Allah sent iron in this world, then Allah sent. Little they know that, if, first of all, there is no Allah. The science has proved everything in Quran is not only stupid, wrong, but makes no sense. And if the Allah sent the iron from the sky, where did it come from? I mean, the world, the science can see millions and billions of miles, even trillions of miles away from the Earth through Hubble telescope and more modern telescopes. And they know that even if Allah will send iron in the form of a meteor, then the iron will not be spread like it is in this world today. All around the earth, which is round, the meteor will only hit at one place, and all the iron should be in that hole. Like the archaeologists think that the death of the dinosaur happened because a meteor attacked, fell on the earth, and that way the earth was totally covered through dust and smoke for many, many months, maybe years, and that is why they could not breathe, and they could not eat, and they could not see anything. And this looks scientifically okay, because the meteor hit will be more than many, many thousands of atom bomb, if it is really a good size. And the NASA and the scientists are looking into many meteors who are circling around the earth, which could possibly hit this world again, and that can create again a catastrophe, and the living animals, humans, they all can vanish. Or we can have a big scale nuclear war, where thousands of nuclear warheads, they explode, and then we'll have the same scenario as the meteor has hit the earth, because it is so powerful and so much dust and smoke will envelop the world that nobody will be able to see anything. There will be no sun rays or heat coming in. Everything will freeze and everybody will die. It's very normal. So this Quranic claim that Allah sent iron from the sky is nothing but absolute nonsense. And they know very well what Quran says about the hail. Allah says, I have a big mountain of hails in the sky, and I drop them wherever or whoever I want them on. Don't they know that the hail, there is no mountain? It's the change of sudden weather that the water in these clouds turns into ice, and that drops on the earth in the form of hail. Then there are claims in the Quran which says we have put this sky and imaginary pillars on it, and so that it will not drop on you, like as if the sky is some kind of roof. Science has proved that there is no sky. Everything is empty. The moon is hundreds and thousands of miles away. And according to the hadith and other claims of mullahs, that the first sky is 500 miles above the earth, second sky is another 500 miles. That way, by 3500 miles, the Allah is sitting over there. Really? I mean, today we have spaceships surrounding around the earth for many thousand miles away, and nobody see Allah, or nobody see any pillar, and nobody see sky. Everything is pitch dark, and the people who are experimenting in space station installed by Americans and the other world countries, they are working in absolute darkness. There is no light. And since they have high power telescopes and the satellite power, they can understand where everything is, where they are going, where they are stationed, and what kind of experiment they have to do. They live there for months, even sometimes years, to figure out something which science is still investigating. Then these idiots should know that Muhammad had no idea, even Allah had no idea in 7th century how this earth is made. Allah took 4 days, and according to Quran, He brought His throne on the water. Really? Water is only 5 miles above the sky. So why would Allah, who is so almighty, will have to sit on the water to create the earth? I mean, it's like He created the earth sitting as a small mole, because the earth is a very tiny planet in the vast planets and galaxies which have millions and billions of these kind of satellites roaming around the stars like sun. But in Quran, Allah says He installed stars so you can see the direction, and He installed sun which goes around and then gives you light, and then we send water from the sky, and we created life and all that nonsense. These are all old stories created by other religions like Judaism, Christianity and whatnot. So Islam is nothing but a copy of it. But the other religions have realized that this bull cannot work in modern times. They have sidelined their books and they have concentrated on the issues, on science, to progress and be powerful. And these net mullahs, they're so stupid, they still think that, oh, we are the best creation of Allah. Oh, Muhammad was the best ever. And he said this, and that Imam said this, and all that nonsense. The world knows today that no mullah is worth anything, because they are all liars. Bigger the liar, bigger the status in religion. In Islam particularly, bigger liar, mullah, has become imam. More bigger liar has become prophet. If you look into the history of these prophets, and you look into the claim created by Muslims, mainly Central Asians and Iranians, during the time of Abbasid, they will see that nothing makes any sense. And all this drama of Muhammad and Hadith and Sharia was created so that the Arab caliphs can continue with their power. And even today we saw Khomeini establishing the same system, where caliph was the supreme. In Iran's case, it is the imam who is supreme. And they don't allow any proper education, they don't allow any right to woman, they don't allow any information age. And nobody, not even a single secular person, is allowed to contest in the fake Iranian election. But the point is that if the country is getting affected by these stupid net mullahs, one of the names I know is Sahil or something, another one is this engineer Mirza, and there are scores of them who are just exploiting girls on the internet. I mean, there have been many such mullahs who have been caught exploiting women and doing the love drama and all that drama. And even minor girls are being trapped by these people. Exactly the same thing what every Arab prophet did. Going after a woman, having unlimited sex, raping slave girls and whatnot. And these people, they think that Muslims can be number one again. While the Arabs, who actually created this shit, they have totally sidelined it. They know this drama has made them enough money to survive, and now they can do something else. So even Saudis, who lived on the religion may earning money for centuries, have now started working on the tourism, working on the some other kind of entertainment, some business, you name it. And here we have these stupid Pakistanis who are creating big drama out of that stupidity of Islam and the stupidity of Hadith and Sunnah and all that nonsense, only to hurt their own countrymen. I mean, imagine if you want to educate your young kid and teach them Arabic, a useless, stupid language, and then tell them to go jump in the sea of Quran and bring some pulse out of it, and God will forgive you and God will give you Jannah and all that nonsense. I mean, what is in their mind, basically? Basically, these are confused people who think they can make money by fooling others, like every mullah, every imam, every prophet has done. But this is the time of realization. This is the time we have 45-50% poverty. And the religion only creates poverty. Religion never creates any progress. It creates dictators, it creates the powerful people in control, like we have in Pakistan, because the mullah and the GHQ gang, they have totally enveloped the nation and make it stupid using religion. But these kind of people are only adding to their miseries. I mean, they might be making good money, it's fine. But when they make stupid claims that the Quran is very good book and Quran can solve our problem and Quran can give us formula to create the great social media to create F-45 and F-55, and we can beat America if we can just look into Quran and the formulas you can find from Quran. Really? I mean, Arabs were the worst in the planet after when the Europe awakened and they adopted science. Only to their good luck that a Pakistani, his name was Ajab Khan, who made a contract with Aramco, some American company, and they discovered oil, and that's where they started making money. In the last 50 years, they made so much money that now they don't need this shit of Quran. They have sidelined it. They are giving freedom to their women. They are inviting Indians to open their mandirs, and Jews are coming soon to open their mosque as well, because they created this drama to fool other Muslims that, oh, Jews and Christians are our enemies and Allah says kill them wherever you find them and all that nonsense. Now they have recognized Israel, and the Pakistan is the biggest loser, because if Pakistan had accepted and recognized Israel in 1980 when Egypt did, Pakistan could have been the Muslim world leader. Not a progressive country, but a country which can excel, which can meet the challenges of modern time. But these stupid net mullahs, they are only destroying their own country. And not only this, I mean, these are so stupid that they think that, oh, the Babes of Pakistan are bad. Oh, our Baba is Muhammad. Oh, the Mullah don't know everything, and he is the reason why we are not number one. These stupid don't know that these Babas, although stupid and makes no sense, created or helped Islam grow faster than even Muhammad. I mean, they were definitely not doing the right thing back then, but they were better than Muhammad. They were better than any Arab prophet or any Arab imam, because the majority of non-Muslims, who are almost twice as much as the whole Arab world, they were created by these Babas. Stupid, but they had some religious achievement. And now we have these stupid net mullahs who say, oh, our Baba is Muhammad. Muhammad is nothing. Muhammad was nothing even in his life. All his associates hated him because of his sexual activities, because of his many crimes he committed against their daughters. But they used him. They brought ayahs for them, which can allow all their barbarism, and they can establish empire. And everybody knows that when Muhammad fell sick, they threw him in his house, and then they didn't care. Even when he died, nobody came. Only 9 people were in his last prayers. And they didn't care about any of his wives. The Umayyads took control, and then because they hated him and his family, they just hurt them. I mean, imagine the Abu Bakr, he killed Fatima. Umar, he killed Fatima, the so-called dearest daughter of Muhammad. And then they killed every so-called son of Ali, because they knew Muhammad had no contribution in their empire. They were the one who did it. And the basic principles in Quran, which says ruler is to obey, and whenever ruler call you for a jihad, all of you have to go. And because they were some eloquent and good speakers, they motivated their nation to fight for them, give their life. But nobody got any benefit except the caliph and their people or the powerful tribes. Everybody sacrifices life, and nobody knows in the history how many people and who were they. They are not even named by their own name. The poor people were being called Abu Hala, Abu this, Abu that. Nobody knows who those Abus were. But they were motivated to lay their life and establish an Arab empire. And these stupid Pakistani net mullahs think that this was the work of Muhammad. It was not. When Muhammad died, everybody, every tribe who was forced to join Islam has left Islam and gone back to their own old ways. Only later, with the genius of 4 or 5 tribal leaders back then, that they restarted it and lured them and bribed them for big reward if they joined their imperialism. They did, and they got some fruit. But the poor men got nothing. Women got nothing. Woman was forced to stay inside by Umar, who single-handedly destroyed the whole Arab culture, which was very progressive, very secular, and women had a lot of rights. And today, these stupid net mullah says, oh, the women were given their true right when Islam came. And before that, they were being buried alive. Nonsense. How the Arab's family was generated if the women were buried. There may be 1 or 2 incidents like that, and these stupid people do that even in Pakistan today. They kill their daughters. They drown their daughters. They rape and kill their daughters. So these kind of mental cases, they do these things all the time. But when the country has law, then the country punishes them. Would not behead them. In civilized country, when somebody commits a crime, he goes to jail for many years. Because they say that the government is not in the business of killing its own people, beheading its own people, hanging its own people. This is barbaric, and that is what these net mullahs are propagating. I mean, Pakistan is very unfortunate. We should have had people like Dr. Salam, like Qaid-e Azam, who did not believe any of this shit. They worked all their life honestly, worked hard, became rich, and donated their life-saving for the nation, schools and universities. And these people, they are not only infesting and destroying the school system, the young minds, that the history will not forgive them. I know very well this country is not going to survive much more. It is because it is self-destructing itself. It is digging its own grave. First we have this GSQ gang, a low IQ, then we have mullah gang, the lowest IQ, and then we have these net mullahs who have no idea what this world is about, how the people progressed, how the civilization progressed, how the science came to this position today. And these stupid net mullahs, they are just wasting their time. Oh, jinn can do this, and angel can do this, and we are supposed to be number one, and we will be number one if we read Quran in Arabic, and if we read this ayah, and this ayah you can manufacture atom bomb, this ayah you can manufacture high power telescope, more power than the Hubble telescope, and all that nonsense. We have seen these kind of stupids before. It's time to bring learned people, educated people, people of science, people of sociology, history people, who can tell this stupid, go do something positive. Don't spoil the nation and their young. Because that shit was for Arabs. You were not there, we were not there. We have nothing to do with that stupid shit of 7th century. It is 21st century, and we have to live in this century through science and human rights. They never talk about this. All their claim is, oh, Islam has human rights. Absolute bullshit. Islam has nothing. Islam is only for terrorists, for killer leaders, generals, and the mullahs. We need to get rid of this shit if Pakistan has to survive and Pakistan has to progress. Enough is enough. We have created enough stupids through Ziaul-Haq syllabus. Because he's the one who started all the downfall, and today we are in absolute ditch from where nobody can take us out. Think about it.